Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Well, earlier this week, the Mercer County Girls Golf Program, they claim the Lincoln Trail Conference meet over at Valley View. We're joined by Golden Eagles Girls Golf Coach Aaron Hart. It sounds like you fought through the weather conditions and had to feel pretty good out there at the end of the day on Wednesday.
Yeah, it ended up being a little bit crazier of a day than I was expecting. Partway over there, it started raining. We sat on the bus for about 15 minutes waiting for it to stop. And then the first six or seven holes wasn't too bad. And then that wind picked up. They popped the wind advisory on the weather apps. And, yeah, we were dealing with about 45-mile-an-hour wind. So it made it pretty miserable. But the girls survived it. And they really, they really kind of buckled down and did what they needed to do to come out with the win.
Well, and I know it's a crazy year. You're able to have a golf season and a regional, and hopefully the Golden Eagles can get onto a sectional as a team, or if not, get some individuals on to the sectional. But, it's nice to say in 2020, which is, this is a group, your four top players, seniors, and played all 4 years to be kind of, COVID LTC conference champs during 2020. I think that's pretty special for them, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, and obviously that's something that is that that plaque's going to hang on the wall. I had four medalists, and those two honors is what you strive for throughout the year, and that's something that they can never take away from them girls, and they should be really really proud of how they finished there. You're talking about regionals and everything too. I mean, yeah, it's great that we still get to compete in those. Unfortunately, we're not going to be hosting that meet out here at Hawthorne this year. It's now in Kewaunee. But they've also kind of tightened the whatever you want to say there with the regionals, because they're only taking two teams now in the top four individuals, which if anybody out there has followed golf in the past, it used to be three teams and eight individuals. So they've kind of narrowed that margin there to get out of regionals to compete at sectionals. But we'll have them ready. And like I said, it's at Kewaunee, and that's my home course where I grew up. So I've got a little bit of knowledge of that course that hopefully I can pass along to them here this weekend when we play a practice round.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't get to play that Baker Park course that too often, though, do you, in terms of the IHSA schedule for the girls?
No, Kewaunee's been kind of hit and miss, I think, over the years of whether or not they've had a girls team. And, here the last couple of years, they've had some really good girls teams and state qualifying girls off of that squad. So they got a little bit of home course advantage. But, yeah, we don't have them on our schedule, and I guess we don't travel that far over there to play them during the year. So yeah, they haven't really seen the course. Like I said, we're going to play a practice round on Sunday. And weather's supposed to pick up a little bit here and be a little warmer, so looking forward to that and getting ready for next Wednesday's regional.
All right, and you mentioned you get the team title at the LTC, and then Callie Searing wins the individual medalist honors, so she's the LTC individual champ. What did you think of her performance on Wednesday?
She played great. I hate to probably say this, but six or seven holes into it, I said, "Hey, you're playing great. You're at the top. Keep it up." And she was like, "No, I'm not winning it." And I said, "Well, you are right now." I said, "You keep it together." And I was kind of a little nervous to tell her that because I didn't want to, spook her and have her get nervous and everything else. But she come through like a champ, man. She buckled down, and when she heard she was in first, she had that goal in her mind that she was going to stay in first. And boy, she did it. And I was really, really proud of her to hold things together, especially in those conditions. And she ended up being the only girl in the field that shot under 100. She shot 95 that day. So, she won by 8 or 9 strokes. So she did a great job. But, even the other girls, like I said, the other three girls were 6, 7, and 9 is where they finished. So to have all four of them in the top 10 medaling, especially their senior year, like I said, it was a really, really special day for them. And I'm glad they did what they did.
So you kind of detailed a little bit what's at stake here next Wednesday with the regional and how the qualifications will work in this COVID year. So when you kind of size up the field at least when you look at it team-wise, you know, what are some of the things that you look at in that field for, you know, Mercer County to try and, one, win a regional title, and if you don't do that, two, at least finish second as a team to advance over to the sectional?
Well, just like any sports adage, I guess, any given day, no matter what team shows up and what conditions and how well you mentally get through each hole, and, you know, if you have a bad hole, you got to let it go and focus on the next one. But, you know, Kewaunee, like I said, is going to be playing on their home course, and they've got a pretty solid squad this year from the scores I've seen them turning in. So I know they're going to be up there towards the top. Rock Ridge has got a solid squad this year. They've actually beat us a couple times. Only two losses that we have actually are to Rock Ridge. So, you know, on a day that, you know, we show up and we play, you know, our best golf, you know, I think we've got a real good shot of winning that regional and coming home with a plaque. But like you said, at the very least, hopefully we can qualify out as a team and then move on to sectionals, which they just announced that yesterday. It's going to be up at Rock Falls, which we play an invite up there every year. We didn't this year because of COVID, but the girls do know that course, and they've played it two or three times in the past, so they've got some knowledge going into that if we can make it past regionals and get to that level.
Right, and I see there's 14 total teams in the field. Is that seems like more teams than usual, is it? Or is it basically that's how many teams have been in that regional in the past you know, years prior to COVID?
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought that myself because, you know, years past we've hosted a lot of regionals here locally and been to one every year, but it always seemed to me like it was 10, 11, maybe 12 on the high end. My understanding, and I guess I don't have this from anybody at the IHSA level, but the reasoning for going to two teams and four individuals, I just kind of thought was because they added more regionals. They were trying to spread things out more, maybe in metro areas like Chicago or whatever. And like you said, though, yeah, ours is actually almost seems higher this year at 13 or 14. So kind of a little, I guess, conflicting, you know, information there from the state why they dropped that number of qualifiers, you know, getting out going to sectionals. But a lot of girls teams this year fielded that, you know, because of volleyball being pushed off to a later season, you know, a lot of these schools that we've been playing have got volleyball girls that came out and they were able to field the team. So, you know, that's probably something you're seeing across the state.
All right, well, I'm happy for that senior group at Mercer County. Nice that they won the LTC title in this crazy year, and you get the individual medalist as well. So you mentioned a practice round this weekend for the kids over at Baker Park, and then they'll play Wednesday at the regional. So you told us about Callie Searing, kind of her reaction. What were the, you know, I guess team-wise, what was the reaction after you won the title on Wednesday in the LTC?
Oh, well, that was kind of a little bit of a different look, too, and I understand it with COVID going on, but there wasn't any pomp and circumstance or anything like that with a presentation of the medals like they usually do and a presentation of the team plaque like they usually do. That's all being sent in the mail to the individuals and to us, obviously, who won the team title. So it was basically we had a home base at the bus, and when everybody got done, they had to go back to the bus. So, you know, here was the six girls, you know, standing around the bus, a couple parents. The boys' bus was parked right next to us, and so we just all were just hanging out there at the bus, and we took some team pictures and just kind of talked about the day and just kind of had to, I guess, enjoy the moment for ourselves. And that was a little bit too bad, but again, with the COVID situation going on, they didn't want everybody standing up in a big group and worrying about something happening that way. So it was a little bit different look, but I mean, like I said, that's something that you can't take away from these girls. They won the team title, and we enjoyed it amongst ourselves, I guess, as we were standing there at the bus.
All right. Well, nice going, and it was nice to talk to Mia Hillier this week on the High School Sports Spotlight. I think did a great representation of the program, and I know we'll catch up with Callie Searing next week in the High School Sports Spotlight. But good luck next week, Coach, at the regional. Nice going this week.
Well, I do appreciate it, and I just want to say I do thank, you know, you and WRMJ for, you know, all the coverage that you've given us over the years, especially this year with the COVID situation going on. And if I get a chance to put one plug in to anybody that's looking. You hear so much about this senior group, and I'm very senior heavy. So any girls that are out there that are in junior high, I hope you consider girls golf for a high school sport. You get to play a lot of great courses. You meet a lot of great people that are friends that you're going to see throughout the 4 years. I know Christina Snowden had a girl that come and watched her at the LTC conference meet on Wednesday that was, I think, like the number one golfer at Geneseo. Oh. They met Snow playing, and she come down to watch Christina play in the conference meet. So, you know, you get to see a lot of great golf courses, meet a lot of great people. And so, you know, just my little recruitment plug there, I guess, is I'm going to be losing so many seniors next year. I'd like to keep this going. We've got, I think, a pretty good golf tradition here at Mercer County on the boys' side and the girls' side. And there's a great, you know, opportunity here to, you know, rack up some good honors while you're in high school. And it's a great thing to carry on in life and maybe even get scholarships to college. So, that's my plug.
Yeah, well, it's great. And you know, it was interesting because you say that. And when we interviewed, you know, Mia Hillier this week, I asked her, did you ever play before high school? And she said no. And she developed her game. I mean, that's a great story. But a lot of those kids are in that same position. So if you are overwhelmed as a junior high kid and haven't played before, listen to Mia Hillier's interview. She was in the same boat and is part of a conference championship team that hopes to maybe win a regional championship next week. Well, keep up the good work, Coach, and good luck next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And you're listening to WRMJ.